Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan, of course, joining us from blacksheeprising.org. It is a television program, but also available in audio form for those of you who prefer to listen to things.
Correct.
We'll talk more about that later. Our toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE. What I consider to be pretty big news happening here in New Hampshire today, I believe, with the governor in New Hampshire signing a bill that was written by a Free State Project participant. Her name is Amanda Bolden, and I was just realizing maybe she didn't actually write it. Sometimes state reps will take on legislation from their constituents. You know, if like you write up a bill that you think is really good, and then you pitch it to some state reps, they might actually just put their name on it and submit it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she actually wrote the bill, but what she has done, and it was passed overwhelmingly by both the New Hampshire House and Senate. This bill actually legalizes a drug that is used to counteract an opiate overdose. So if somebody is overdosing on heroin, methadone, oxycodone, you know, various different opiate-based narcotics, if they are overdosing, this drug can pull them out of it. It can essentially reverse the overdose. It is it's an anti-opioid, essentially. It's interesting. I'd never heard of it, actually, before hearing about this legislation. The trade name for this is Narcan, but the actual name of the, I guess, chemical or whatever is Naloxone. So Naloxone, as of now, in New Hampshire, I don't know if this takes effect today or if it takes effect in like a month or whatever, but as of now, this is the law in New Hampshire that is now legal to carry this product. It had been previously prohibited. Had you been caught with Narcan on your person, you would be charged criminally in the state of New Hampshire, and that has now been reversed. It is the end of prohibition, at least of Narcan.
Of Narcan.
So let me get this straight. Is this drug something that one can get high off of, or does it just counteract the effects of opiates?
I could not tell you, Mark. I haven't done a lot of research into Narcan. It is an anti-opioid, essentially, as I understand it. So it is designed to counteract opiates.
Uh-huh.
And that, I don't know if that means you can't get high off of it, I guess. You know, some drugs you can, some drugs you can't. You're welcome to look up Naloxone, N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E. But you would think that if you could get high off of Naloxone, that you would have the police coming out and testifying against this particular bill. In this case, the police did not testify against this. In fact, I don't think anybody testified against this. I was there for one of the hearings, and not a single person. Not even like the anti-drug warrior freaks that come out and testify against all the cannabis decrim stuff. Not even that, those people who are profiting from drug treatment centers and things like that, they did not come out against this.
It's got the standard list of frightening side effects listed, but that you see with every single drug, but it doesn't seem to have...
Well, the drug itself isn't going to list, this will get you high. That would be maybe something you find in a Wikipedia entry or something like that. I don't know what you're looking at.
Now, here's my question. So, this is to treat heroin opiate overdoses.
Overdose.
How many heroin users are going to have Narcan in their purse or in their back pocket, you know, ready to administer?
Well, now more than ever could before, because previously the only people who could have this drug were EMS workers, you know, people in hospitals and the police. And that was it. Now, anybody, you know, a homeless center could start handing out Narcan if they wanted to. This is what Amanda Bolden told me today.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, you're supposed to get it from a prescription, but there's sort of these open prescriptions that certain people can get or whatever. Anyway, the way the bill is written, you don't have to have a prescription to have this on your person. That's
right.
My understanding of it. You are exempted from any kind of criminal liability when you are, if you happen to, you know, be arrested or something and have Narcan on you, so long as you had good intent to have this thing, to carry this thing, to store it. You can store, you can administer Narcan and save somebody from an overdose, save somebody from death.
Yeah, I'm thinking this would be wonderful for people like Thousand Nights, who probably have run-ins with these individuals that, on a regular basis.
That's the local homeless shelter. You mean 100 Nights homeless shelter?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
1,000 Nights is that Arabian tale. The tales. So 100
Super
Nights.
Helpful. Yeah.
They have this in their glove compartment or their medicine cabinet, and yeah, they can administer a quick dose to pull someone up from the depths.
Or somebody that has a loved one in their family that they know is an addict. Somebody that you know your son or your daughter or your loved one. Is addicted to opiates and you're worried about them. And when you're addicted to opiates, and I've never been personally, but I've known people who have been, people very close to me, it's hard to break that habit. I mean, even if you quit for a while, there's always that chance you're going to fall off the wagon and have a relapse. And that relapse could be very, very serious. So if a loved one, whoever you are, you can store this and then you've got an extra layer of protection to save your loved one's life if they go overboard.
What group of mind-numbed, mouth-breathing mendicants went and voted this stuff to be illegal? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. That's a good
question. The
people
of New Hampshire, and likely people all over the United States, are being poorly treated by their elected officials by the very fact that this thing is illegal to have with you. Now, is it? I need to get this clear because I was kind of off looking at this at the same time. Does this mean you need a prescription to get this still?
Okay, so I'll have to pull up exactly what Amanda told me about the whole prescription thing. She had something to say about that, but basically, you do not need a prescription to have it. So that's the most relevant thing. Okay. Somebody can get a sort of a standing order, as it is called here, and I'll get her exact wording in a moment, but the standing order, she says, is like how the flu shot works. You can go to CVS and get it, even though it's supposed to be a prescription-only thing. The doctor and organization arrange sort of a standing prescription for anyone who requests the medication. So this could be in that category, mm-hmm. but regardless of how you get this, it doesn't matter. If it's on your person, if you get arrested and you get Narcan on you, in theory, you can no longer be charged criminally so long as it was, your intent to use this for good, basically.
Of course, they're probably going to take it from you anyways and test it and then give you a hard time, sure. Run you through the loops, and then, we're sorry. Here you go. Here's your open case or Narcan back.
That's true, Conan, and it's unfortunate, but that's what happens in a lot of cases. Our friend James Cleveland had something like that happen to him in Virginia where they arrested him for having prescription medication on him that was his prescription, and charged him with a felony, and then, he had to lawyer up, and eventually they dropped the charges because he had a prescription. So it's later on, after you go through all the hell of going to jail and all that for a moment, that they'll end up dropping the charges. And, of course, there's no actual compensation that you get for their screw-up. But that's a problem with the system, right? That's a problem with the fact that prescriptions are generally illegal to carry outside of their bottle and things like that. Or without having a prescription. So that needs to change too, but at least this is a step in the right direction to where people who love people who have heroin addictions and problems with opiates can now have this product without fear of, going to prison for it, essentially. So this is also something
I wouldn't call it a giant leap forward for personal liberty, but I think it's pretty cool for some people.
I think it's a good, it's going to save lives, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are going to live now who would have died from an overdose, period. So that's good. But secondly, it also shows that the drug war hysteria might be notching back a little bit. Right, the fact that you can actually remove a drug from prohibited status from the controlled substances list, that's a good sign, too. And further, this is great news for the Free State Project. Amanda Bolden is an early mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. She was just elected in 2014. She's a freshman legislator who has now submitted and passed with flying colors. There was like a handful of people who voted against this in the state house. I mean, it was overwhelming bipartisan support on this. So she's got that kind of feather in her cap now, so to speak, and the Free State Project has yet another successful repeal of some legislation here in New Hampshire. So I think it's a tremendous success
story. It's a big deal for a freshman to get a law passed at all.
Exactly.
This shows good judgment on her part.
A freshman Free Stater who was outed as a Free Stater during campaigning and who won overwhelmingly first place,
yeah.
Despite that.
Now, what's the taxi bill? Wasn't she working on a taxi bill as well?
Ooh, I don't know, but that sounds really interesting.
But
at this point, like, to some extent, she's got a bit of a Midas touch going on.
She's got another bill that, you know, may actually pan out, depending on what the Senate does. This other bill will actually exempt people from criminal consequences for calling 911 when a friend is having a drug overdose or something like that. So a lot of people are afraid to call the police or call the hospital for help, but now it'll be legal, maybe, if that one passes.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the studio here at username lrn.fm. Also, don't forget to get online and enjoy our various features over at freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site, submit what you want, others vote on what you see there. You go to freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. Now, something else for free? How about up to $40 worth of Bitcoin transferred to you for zero transfer cost? Now, that's easy to do. All you have to do is go to expresscoin.com. Now, you still have to pay for the Bitcoin, but there's no transfer fee. Normally, when you change one currency into another currency, they're going to charge you a fee for that. And indeed, if you go above $40, you'll be charged a very reasonable fee over at expresscoin.com. I bet it'll be the best fee you'll find out there for getting Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, just start at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone as well. They've got an app. It's ExpressCoin.com. So drop on by there. And again, use coupon code FTL. That'll get you that up to $40 worth for no transfer fee at all over at ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL. We're talking about some really good news out of New Hampshire. And this isn't the only state where it's happened. I mean, somebody's like, this isn't a big deal. It's happened in a dozen states or two dozen states or something like that. It's happened in 20 or something like that.
Right. And I often will hear that. There's laws that get repealed in lots of states. The free staters really aren't doing anything of consequence. But what's important about what's going on in New Hampshire isn't an individual law that's getting repealed by any stretch of the imagination. There are places, like, for instance, if your thing is doing drugs, there are states that may be more free for you than New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here is sort of an overall culture of freedom. New Hampshire is, as rated by the Mercatus Center, two of the four times that they've rated states, the most free state, and in those four times, always in the top five.
Right. So it's getting more free over time as more Free State Project participants, like the three of us, move here. Let's go to Dave in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Dave.
How are you guys? Love the
Welcome,
show.
Sir.
Listen to it a lot. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Go ahead.
So I'm a paramedic down here in Utah. The only bad thing that I see with this is the ability to people that need the Narcan is to have enough of it with them in case of an overdose. It has such a short half-life.
Oh, really?
You can bring somebody right out of a deadly situation with like a heroin overdose. But if you're not supporting their airway within 10, 15 minutes, they can go right back into that high and lose their respiratory drive. And again, you run out of Narcan, you run out of air, you run out of life.
So what you're saying is there's some level of training that should be gone through by the people who are going to carry this drug.
Yeah, it really should be well thought out before they just carry one vial of the Narcan.
Dave, what would happen if someone was to administer Narcan to a sober individual?
Nothing, absolutely nothing at all. In fact, that's one of the unknown. If we have an unknown patient that's down, that's one of our protocols. We can go ahead and push the Narcan just to see if there's nobody around that didn't witness them take an opiate or something. Then that's just part of our protocol through our doctor that we work under, that we push Narcan just to see if they'll come around, because there's no side effects to it.
And do you have any idea what the shelf life is and what a dosage would cost?
I don't know the cost because of the department that I work for pays for that. The benefit outweighs any cost, obviously.
Sure.
The half-life has been a while. I think it's anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes. And I could be wrong. Hopefully somebody out there might call you in and get
Now, when you say half-life, what does that mean? Because originally I thought that meant how long this product will last on the shelf. But you're talking about some sort of administration half-life.
So when the drug is administered, whatever the half-life is, say the half-life is 10 minutes, then half of that injected medication will be in and out of the system and be metabolized. It will no longer have an effect. So it's half strength at 10 minutes.
But the 15 minutes could be enough time for you to get out there and actually take over. And
yeah, it could, absolutely. And I think it's a great idea. In fact, I believe a lot of our first responders and PD in our area are actually carrying Narcan now, too.
Excellent. You know what? That's very, very informative, Dave. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just thought it was interesting that there's that many places out there that are actually doing that, like you said, the standing order, so to speak, for the Narcan. Most of the people that I deal with, I can't judge them. The first time I had a drug overdose, I thought the guy was kind of a low life type of person. So we brought him out and we talked to him. And he did 2 tours in Afghanistan.
And Dave, thanks for your call, man.
I've never been able to judge anybody else since then. So,
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to, we've got Glenn. He's in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live, Glenn.
Yes. Hello. Yes, glad to follow on with the paramedics. Now, there's a big difference. Okay, naloxone, Narcan has been around forever. It's the standard emergency room or paramedics treatment for opioid depression, but you know, this isn't an EpiPen like for bee stings or something we're talking about here. And it's now, you asked what would happen if it were given to someone who was not experiencing opioid depression. Actually, that person would be in less danger than the person who upon whom the drug would be effective. If the person was in opioid depression, you're actually in a danger zone when the drug does take effect. Because they talked about the half-life. Yeah, it's metabolized, you know, quickly, you know, half and then half again and half again with each passage of the half-life time. But there's abrupt, you know, when the person is abruptly coming out of opioid depression, you're in danger of things like cardiac or dysrhythmias, ventricular tachycardia, fibrillation, pulmonary edema, cardiac arrest. Okay, so it's real nice to have a paramedic with some, you know, paddles around if you do go into VTAC. Okay, so it's not like this isn't as, you know, cut and dry. I've heard a lot of name calling about people who would oppose this. There are some good reasons why someone might object to this because, abruptly bringing this person out of the opioid depression does not, you know, I mean, once they start to, you know, come to, that doesn't mean they're out of the woods. They could react to the drug and go into VTAC or fibrillate or something like that.
Yeah, well, anything can happen. Thank you for the call tonight, Glenn. Yeah, certainly there are risks in life, no doubt about it. But it seems like as far as people objecting to this, Glenn's the first person to object to it because nobody objected when I was at these hearings. And you can damn well better believe these drug warriors would love to object to things like this. But even the drug warriors couldn't see a reason to object to this. This just seems like compassion to me.
Well, I see Glenn's point, and I think that it's relevant. What he's saying is that, you know, some drugs, this one included, probably should be generally administered by a professional, or at least when a professional is well on their way. I think that if somebody's carrying around this Narcan, what they should consider is that they're not just solving a problem by administering this drug, that this is the first step in a treatment program that probably should be, the paramedic should be on the way.
Like the last guy said, the paramedic. You know, this is something that can absolutely help people, but he recommends knowing a thing or two about it before you go around carrying it and intending to administer it. 855-450-FREE.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
a 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. We are talking about a bit of news here out of New Hampshire, but it's also similar to news that has happened in close to two dozen other states, or at least so I've heard. I've not done the research on that myself, but the legalization or the decriminalization, perhaps you would want to call it repeal of prohibition, of Narcan, which is a product that will counter, in a lot of cases, counter somebody's overdose on heroin or another opioid. We can continue the discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Quantum Vibe, the Liberty-themed epic science fiction webcomic story, has concluded. Volume 3 of the series will be available from booksellers starting, well, the last day of June, but advanced autograph copies can be purchased directly from Big Head Press the Wednesday before at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. So stop by Site 27 if you're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for an advanced copy, but be on the lookout at bigheadpress.com for the this Volume 3. It's really awesome. I've got Volumes 1 and 2, actually signed by Scott Beezer. Quantum Vibe Venus 23 is going to be launched on June the 8th, so coming up here very soon. This is the online version. It's all new stories set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. Check it out at Quantum Vibe BigHeadPress.com. You won't be disappointed if you go to BigHeadPress.com, their publisher, and look through all of the comics that they've got there. There's some really awesome stuff. But Quantum Vibes, what they're updating right now, it's really great. It's QuantumVibe.com. You can get through BigHeadPress.com through that website.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Daniel is in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Welcome.
I think it was Saturday. Y'all were talking about all the reasons that we should end the war on drugs. And one of them was it'll make it harder for kids to get drugs. And I just wanted to share a little personal story about that. It may be anecdotal, but that's all I got.
All right.
When I was 16 or 17 in high school, I was looking to have a little party because my folks were going out of town for the weekend or whatever, which is, I'm not the first kid that whoever wanted that. So I was asking around. I was looking to buy some alcohol, and I think the only person I could find who was willing to sell alcohol was selling like $50 a bottle. So I wanted to just buy weed because I knew it was like, hey, buy some weed, it's cheaper. So it was a lot harder for me to get alcohol than it was to get weed. And this was 2001, I guess. So I just wanted to share that with you all and say that, in my experience at least, that's absolutely true. It was much easier to get illegal,
something that is legal than something that was illegal. Yeah, I think that is true just sort of in the overall, but obviously there are going to be exceptions to those rules. I mean, plenty of people have just stood around outside of a convenience store and have convinced people to buy them alcohol. So it's not to say that it's incredibly difficult for teenagers or whoever to find alcohol, but there's some evidence like yours that suggests that it may be more difficult on average for young people to acquire things that are illegal.
I'm not sure how well that works anymore, standing outside of a liquor store and asking people to buy for you, because there have been so many stings set up in the last couple of years. Maybe back when we were kids.
Yeah, maybe.
I used to do it, but
that hasn't happened since I was 17, right? And that's a long time ago.
Yeah, all I ever hear about is people that, you know, have gotten caught and have lost their liquor license or have been fired from their place of business because they were part of a sting and they allowed someone to purchase alcohol for someone who was standing out in the parking lot.
It wasn't that difficult when I was a kid to get alcohol. I can assure you there were places right in Bradenton where I'd roll through. Well, they used to have these, I don't think they have them as much anymore, but like a drive-through convenience store.
Yeah.
It wasn't a liquor store that I recall, but it was a drive-through convenience store. And, you know, you would just go there and we could get beer or wine coolers just by driving through. They wouldn't even ask for an ID. I mean, it was really kind of crazy.
They're old enough to drive.
Yeah, I mean, it was really kind of crazy. And then we did the outside the liquor store kind of thing. But I had a connection if I had wanted to get it. If I planned ahead in any way, I could have gotten it too. So, it wasn't difficult for me. But marijuana wasn't difficult either to get. I would say that I don't know why that the studies show that in Portugal and the Netherlands, that it's, you know, that young people don't smoke marijuana at the same rate that they used to, that after decriminalization. I can't understand the reason.
Well, it's
I
not
would think that they
anymore.
Would.
It's not, it doesn't have the forbidden fruit aspect to it. Daniel, was there more you wanted to say tonight? Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks, Daniel. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. London is calling from Pennsylvania. London, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good, London. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Well, I wanted to talk about that article about the U.S. police killing more people in March than, or I mean, sorry, the U.S. police killing more people in March than the U.K. in the 20th century.
Yes.
I don't know if people realize that the UK cops do not carry guns.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I am a wife of a trooper and a daughter of a retired police officer. And hearing the stories that they go through, that, you know, people use weapons, their hands are weapons. They are resorting to the only weapon they have is their gun. That's what they need to do. That's how they stop things. And I don't understand why people keep crucifying the police for doing so.
But they also have tasers as well as pepper spray, and there are other means to incapacitate someone who's giving you a problem. You don't have to immediately shoot them, and shoot them a lot, by the way, which is usually the case.
Only a few. If you read about it, there's only a small percentage that go overboard, and those I don't respect. It is the cost to do it the right way, and...
So here's what my concern is on this. I was the big police supporter here on the show for many years, but when we look at the U.S. police versus other police around the world, we see a huge disparity in the amount of shootings that go on. And I think that it's fair to compare Great Britain to the United States. There are, in many ways, the same sort of demographics as far as racial disparities and things like that. The fact that British citizens don't get shot might very well be a good reason to disarm the police here in the United States. I mean, don't you think that the reason we hire police isn't to protect themselves and come home safe at night, but to protect us? I mean, they're supposed to be the shield between us and crime.
If they're not protecting themselves, they cannot protect other people.
Well, why are British police shooting far fewer of their citizens than U.S. police are shooting of ours?
Again, they don't carry guns.
Right. Okay. So let's stop cops from carrying guns in the United States.
Well,
that'll solve the problem.
I think the relevant question, Mark, is are British police, London, are British police, and you may not know this, are British police more likely to be shot to death than a cop in the United States?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you for sure either, but I can tell you Canadian cops carry guns, and they shoot people at less than half the rate of U.S. cops, and they have the same and similar demographics.
I beg to differ. I think that the U.S. has more, I don't even know how to say it, people who, oh gosh, I don't even know how to say it, but they want to fight. They want to kill. We have more criminals here than I think anywhere else. And they don't care about anyone else but themselves.
Why do you think that the United States has more criminals than Canada, which is very demographically similar, I mean, generally, to the United States?
I read about their things. Yeah, they have a lot of criminals, but there are so many more situations.
Hang on, London. I want to bring you back here in a moment. I'd love to give you a better chance to explain yourself here in moments. 855-450-FREE, because aren't the violent crime statistics going down in the United States? Mark, weren't you just saying that a few nights ago?
Yep.
They've been going down for, a couple of decades?
Yeah, generally.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Why would an arbitrary line, borderline, make a difference? It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Life! In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genie sent a clever assistant, set out on an adventure through the solar system, on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want, right here at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And, of course, join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you will find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US, which happen to be the three countries we're talking about on the air right now. But you can go to any of those Amazons, whichever one's right for you, get your shopping done, get it taken care of, get a great deal. You know Amazon, they got great prices, free super saver shipping, Amazon Prime, and all that. It's your same Amazon experience with the same prices and selection you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Get your shopping started over at shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to London, who's calling from Pennsylvania. And, London, you are a wife of a cop, is that right, and a daughter of a cop?
Yes. Yes.
Now, what you were explaining to us before is that you believe that in the United States, people are more prone to violence. There are more criminals here in the United States than in Canada or in the United Kingdom. Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that essentially what you said?
If there are more criminals, but the criminals that we have are more prone to violence. Which
do you have any evidence for that statement?
Well, from what stuff that I've seen on videos that I've been shown by my father and my husband, it's there's a lot.
I will say one thing that the U.S. does a hell of a lot more than other countries, and that is they jail a huge portion of the population and keep them in jail and actually create, you know, lifetime criminals in
That's
the process.
True. They call it what, gladiator school?
That might actually be, you know, part of this rebellious type that you're talking, that roam the streets and cause problems and end up getting shot by police who are just protecting themselves.
Well, at this point, I haven't seen any evidence that that you know, our criminals are somehow a cut below the other criminals in the UK.
I haven't seen it either.
Other English speaking countries.
Yeah, all she's saying is she's seen some videos shown to her by her cop husband and father.
But I What I see here is...
videos of actual events going on at that time that are caught on their dash cam.
Yeah, those are called case studies.
Right. I'm sure that there's some, you know, the British cops can show some really interesting stuff coming from their dash cams, too. But when you see, just from The Economist here, that... the police are 100 times more likely to kill somebody in the United States than they are in Great Britain. Doesn't that say to you, London, that we probably, like maybe, if in the United States, police are 100 times more likely to kill somebody, and you're significantly like more likely, and I don't know what the percentage is, more likely to be incarcerated in the United States, that something's gone wrong in policing, not in criminals. I mean, because it's really easy to point your finger at criminals, but crime's been with us for thousands of years. I mean, the police have had decades to get this under control, whatever it is, and whatever they're doing. Now, I'm not blaming the cop on the street. I'm blaming the brass and law enforcement as it is, as it's enacted here in the United States. I'm saying something's wrong.
The way I see it is that, well, what seems to have started more violence than ever is when a cop killed a black person. I am not prejudiced at all. It could have been a black cop or a white cop killing a black person, but the race card then is drawn out, and that's when they start killing the cops or get more violent, and which is not right. And then the cops are trying to protect themselves and the people, but the civilians and the police officers and anyone around and businesses are being destroyed by these criminals.
What do you think is going to happen the next time police kill an unarmed black person in the United States?
Well, if you watch that video of the one, he could have killed the cop with his hands.
No, that's not the question.
What are we talking about here? The video of the one?
Well, I don't want to say any names. So, but there are videos of criminals that if they don't use their gun, if the police officer cannot pull out their gun to protect themselves and the people, then they can get attacked and possibly...
London, what I want to know is there's risk...
Wait, hold on. I asked a question, okay. And it's really important to me. What do you think that is going to happen the next time a police officer in the United States kills an unarmed black person? It's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen?
They're going to rebel, and
a city is going to be on fire.
The cops.
Now, as police officers in the United States, I would like to ask the police officers in the United States who might be listening right now, please stop shooting unarmed black people. I'm tired of our cities getting caught on fire. It's your job, police officers, to protect us. You know what's going to happen. London knows what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
No, I'm for the police officers.
Shoot them, huh?
I'm not.
How many unarmed people do you think? How many unarmed black people do you think we need to shoot in order to prevent more crime?
Well, let me tell you this: in Baltimore, I was in Jersey. No, in Baltimore.
Baltimore sucks.
That's sad for you to say, but
it does. It's a terrible place. I've been there.
Watching it on TV and all of those thugs doing what they're doing to their own people's businesses. I would have driven a car down and probably ran them all over just because of how they were.
Well, violence doesn't solve problems, but obviously
exactly.
You don't know that because you love cops.
So why are you saying that the violence that they were doing is okay?
Nobody said that.
I haven't said that it's okay.
Not at one point.
But I can see at this point that there's nothing that can be done by anybody to stop the shootings of the police in the United States and their sycophants that protect them. There's nothing I can do as an individual to stop police from shooting unarmed people in the United States. So I can see why people might be frustrated and set their cities on fire.
All right, London, I've got a question for you. How far is too far? I mean, you're saying you support the police having guns, and I think most people are going to agree with you on that. In the United States. Maybe that's starting to change, but it would be interesting to see what an opinion poll had to say about that. Should the police have their guns taken from them? Let's just say that most people would say they should be able to keep them. But how far should they go with that? I mean, should the police be able to have machine guns, and should they also be able to have tanks?
Tanks only when situations like what happened in Baltimore or other areas like that.
How about a tank during a suicide?
No.
No, okay, they did that here in Keene, New Hampshire. How about a tank to pull somebody over?
Now, you're talking about an armored truck, not a tank.
Well, they call it a tank here in Keene, New Hampshire.
They have called it that. I just want to make sure.
I'm thinking tank when you say tank.
Yeah, armored, an armored vehicle that looks like a tank. It may not have treads, but it can take, you know, some bullets and things like that.
I think an armored vehicle makes a hell of a lot more sense than giving a cop a machine gun at this point. I mean, the problem in the United States isn't police running people over with armored trucks. The problem is them shooting people who are unarmed and at a significantly higher rate than other Western nations.
The problem is the militarization of the police. The problem is that
militarizing
the police leads them to be more disconnected from the people they're supposedly protecting and serving. And I mean all of it, whether it's the tanks, the machine guns, the black glasses that they're wearing, the black uniforms, the camouflage uniforms, all of this is designed to disconnect the police from the average people and make it some more of an us versus them kind of a situation. So
I don't see it that way. I look at that as one of our soldiers over in Iraq or...
Yeah, these aren't soldiers, they're police.
Or in the U.S. in uniform. That's the way I look at those cops who are standing in a line protecting the people from...
No, they're not. They're protecting government buildings.
They're protecting City Hall.
Thanks for the call tonight, London.
And by the way, this is one thing that we were warned of many, many years ago. Our forefather says no standing armies. So, you know, these are supposed to be police or peace officers protecting us from bad people. Not protecting City Hall, not protecting bureaucrats, not running around with tanks and machine guns and the whole nine. And that's exactly what's happened. They're being turned into soldiers, and she did mention. I mean, a lot of these individuals are coming straight home from
they're the best recruits.
The undeclared wars, and yeah, they're going straight into
follow orders.
Right.
Okay, so there's a lot. We're not talking about 2 decades ago. There are a lot of choices in non-lethal protection for police. I think that most Americans would be willing to spring for armored vehicles for police. There's all kinds of ways to make bulletproof vehicles. I get why police feel like there's nothing between them and the bad guys. I understand. You can't open a car door and shoot from behind it. It's ridiculous what you see on TV. But... you know, I think that what the trade I'd like to see is police. Let's look at innovation, because I'm telling you, there's going to be a huge innovation in non-lethal weapons if police are no longer allowed to carry firearms.
And of course, how many of these police officers who are being shot are putting themselves into situations that they would never put themselves into unless they were violating peaceful people, or maybe they're not peaceful, but maybe they're doing victimless crimes.
Like a war on drugs.
Correct. I mean, maybe it's a sovereign citizen, because those are the videos they play in recruit school, the ones where the sovereign cities shoot up the police officers.
Yeah, that's true. So, there's a lot to say on this. You're welcome to comment as well. Maybe you are in law enforcement. 855-450-FREE. I'd like to see the police being peace officers again, rather than law enforcement officers, because a law enforcement officer just sort of seems a little more mindless, more like an automaton enforcing these laws. What about just restoring peace? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs.
drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.